Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. We have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
All right, guys, welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
Yay!
Stop being so chipper.
She's just mad because it's a cold start.
No, yeah, it is. No, I'm mad for other reasons. And
no, I'm mad because it's a cold start, but whatever. Hi, welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hi.
And that's it. It's just the three of us today.
Hola.
Yay. It is Friday, our favorite day, and today we are drinking because nobody's talking. Today we are drinking.
I'm sorry, I just said I'm ragey right now. So
Let's talk about the wine and then we'll get into your rage. I promise. Okay. we are drinking a Diseño Old Vine Malbec. It is an Argentinian wine, and I don't know that we know how we feel about this yet. So.
I haven't even tried it. I should probably try it.
I haven't tried it either because I was busy serving everybody water.
Oh, thank you, Vanessa.
You're welcome, guys.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, boo-boo.
Drink responsibly.
Oh, yes. Definitely drink responsibly. Wait till your kids are sleeping. And also not while you're holding them. Because that's a problem. Ooh. I like how it smells.
It smells good.
It's good. No, it's good.
I wasn't sure because I had just eaten a chocolate-covered Oreo. So I wasn't...
Stop lying. Those are not Oreos. They're Oreo Thins.
They're fakes.
They're fake Oreos.
Listen,
they
I'm a Weight Watchers.
They are pretending to be Oh, speaking of Weight Watchers.
I don't know how many points that is. I didn't even try.
That's exactly what I want to see.
Scan that shit.
Yeah, because I found at the store Oreo Thins that are chocolate fudge covered.
Delish.
So they're not horrible, but they don't taste like Oreos.
Okay, that's actually not bad. You can have 9 of them. And it's 7 points.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's not
especially terrible. If you want to, like, your chocolate intake.
Yeah. And I've been good about, like, oh, if I want a sweet, I only eat, like, 1 or 2 or whatever it is that is making me feel better about having chocolate. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, you need half the serving and it'll be, like, 3.
Guys, for the record, all 3 of us are on Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Because fuck being fat. I mean, health reasons.
Health reasons, because we want to go back to when we thought we were fat in college. Yeah.
Stupid us. Weight Watchers, send money.
There's a Weight Watchers magazine. Like, I'll totally, we can totally be on the cover of Weight Watchers magazine.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Listen, I'm all about following, because my new, like, I'm late to the boat. I know that. So, okay. But.
I don't think that's how that phrase goes.
It's not that
goes.
Phrase goes like that. It's late to the
party.
Late to the party.
That was the old
phrase. Yeah, that's what the the original title of the What's Up Bro podcast was the Late to the Party podcast because they were late to the podcasting party. And then their hashtag was LTTP, which was the same hashtag as Last Train to Paris, the Jay-Z album.
Oh.
So they had decided to change this because their posts were going to get drowned out by... But I think they should have taken advantage of that because how many people would have
accidentally stumbled upon that?
Exactly, but whatever. Nobody listens to the wife because, duh, my lady brain. But whatever.
But yeah, I am. But like, so DJ Khaled, I'm like,
oh, he's like my favorite person. Like, Bless up, baby.
Because I thought people, like, I was like, okay, this Major Key thing, and what is he? He's entertaining as hell.
Yeah, he is. Like, he's really fun. He's such a positive person.
Yeah, that's what the thing is. Well, and he's on Weight Watchers. So, like, a lot of his... What was
it? Oh, my God, I can't wait till they put him in one of their commercials.
I think he did one, if I'm not mistaken.
Guys, well, speaking of putting people in their commercials, like, Tiffany Haddish is the official spokesperson for Groupon now.
It's amazing.
Because that story that she told is fantastic.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Tiffany Haddish was on Conan?
No, I think it was Fallon.
Well, whatever. She was on one of the late night shows.
Jimmy. Or Kimmel.
I thought it was maybe. She was on one of the late night shows, and she was talking about how while they were in New Orleans filming Girls Trip, that she had gotten a Groupon for an airboat ride, and she took Jada and Will Pink.
Will Pinkett is correct.
Will Pinkett.
Will Pinkett. They took Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. She took them with her, and Jada and Will are so rich that they don't know what Groupon is.
Yeah, they had thought that she, when she said, I have a Groupon for an airboat ride, they thought that they meant that she had a group that going was gonna on.
Yeah. No, they were with a group just of individual people. Yeah, going on the same airboat ride.
But they're just so rich that they didn't know what the fuck Groupon was. So now, since she told that story like on late night TV, she's now been hired as the official spokesperson for Groupon.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. She is the best part of Girls Trip.
Yeah, if you have not seen Girls Trip, you have to watch
it. My mom babysat for us the other night, and we get home, and she was like 10 minutes into Girls Trip, and I was like,
oh no. So inappropriate.
Like, it was, she got up to the part, right as they're waiting for the airplane. I don't even think all four girls are together
3 minutes
yet,
in, so. Queen Latifah is telling somebody to eat a bowl of dicks. So,
but, I mean, but language is one thing, but like the grapefruit.
It's not the grapefruit banana scene. Yeah.
The naked old man peeing. Like,
God.
Guys, if you haven't seen Girls Trip, do yourself the favor and watch Girls Trip. No. It's fucking
fantastic.
It
took me forever to watch it because I was like, ugh, another, like, hangover wannabe
so much
show
better.
Right,
because so of the whole, and I think it didn't get enough of publicity that it needed to, because it came right after that Scarlett Johansson one.
Actually, I saw the previews for Girls Trip before I saw the ones for Scarlett Johansson, but I think the Scarlett Johansson movie came out first,
and I think after that everybody was like,
it felt like they were just copying each other.
Yeah, but the stories are completely different.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the Scarlett Johansson one.
Scarlett Johansson one is very reminiscent of Very Bad Things.
Mm-hmm.
That's which what I thought from the great previews. I love that movie,
but the Scarlett Johansson movie,
But Girls Trip, I was pleasantly
oh, I
dying.
Was so
dying.
Happy with that movie. I've watched it like 3 times since I saw it, like 6 months
Well,
ago.
I didn't think that David was going to like it because he hates everything.
Because he's a crotchety old man, but we love him anyway.
That is very true. But
I love you, Biafa.
But he hates everything. And he, when he was actually like laughing, I was like, oh, wait. Like, maybe he'll actually like this.
I'm hearing voices. Is it the TV?
No, she's sitting.
Read your text message.
There's been an escape.
It's Missy's fault. It's all Missy's fault.
Yeah. She escaped. So she's babysitting.
Bad babysitter, Missy.
Whatever. Missy is here. Behind the curtain. She's sitting
on my babysitting.
Couch.
She's babysitting right now.
But Sophie was supposed to go to bed.
Sophie was supposed to go to bed an hour and a half ago.
But Sophie is instead sitting outside.
It's fine.
And talking to Missy about life.
Sophie had a very eventful day yesterday. She had a questionable day at school with her behavior, but we're working on that. She lost her first tooth at school.
Also happened at school?
It happened at school. She says that she took it, like, that she pulled it out herself.
Sure, Jan.
I mean, it's a possibility.
I guess,
she was,
yeah.
she for the last 3 days that before her tooth fell out, she, every time I turned around, she had her hand in her mouth and she was touching her tooth. So what I am assuming happened is that she was playing with it and it just kind of popped out.
Was her other tooth
right,
was already tooth, coming out.
The new tooth had already come out. It was, and it was like kind of pushed back. It's, it came out like a week before her tooth fell out. So, and it's already, I already see a difference from where it started to where it is now. So it's like slowly moving forward. And then yesterday I took her to the dentist for a cleaning. And I asked the dentist about it.
Did she do better this time around?
She did fucking amazing.
Okay, good.
And I had been explaining to her for like 2 days. I'm like, we're going to go to the dentist. This is the order that things are going to happen. They're gonna use a machine and it buzzes, but it's really soft and it's to brush your teeth. And then she's gonna take a little mirror and she's just gonna look at your teeth with the little mirror and tell her about the little hook that they use to clean it. And to the hygienist's credit, the way she held the hook in her hand blocked it from Sophie's vision. So Sophie didn't see it at all. She felt it, but and then at first she was like super hesitant to let her brush do like the little brush thingy. And but I was like, Sophie, look, it's really soft. She did it on her finger. She did it on her lip. She's like, no, it's really soft. And so she like opened her mouth. And the only time she flinched was towards the back. But the front teeth, she did fine. With the hook in the mirror, she did fine. I got nervous with the x-rays. I told you they're going to put a little thing in your mouth. You're going to bite it. And then they're going to put a big, big camera in your face to take an x-ray. And it's going to go really fast. And they're going to do that a few times. And then we'll be done. She did perfect.
Awesome.
I was so proud of her. I even took a picture of her sitting in the chair with the light and everything. She did really, really well.
Ugh, Ina Garten, I'm so mad at you.
Sorry. Okay.
She made me lose my HQ question. Guys.
Stephanie's angry.
I have a little bit of rage today.
She is. I don't want to sit next to her.
For anybody that's playing HQ.
We all have codes.
We all have codes. If you want codes, let us know.
We should put our codes in like our bios. Like, if you guys are playing HQ, you can pick from one of three codes. You should alternate them.
So I've been playing HQ since around Christmas time because David's cousins came from out of town and like introduced it to us. So I've been playing for a little bit. And I've gotten pretty high, but I never got as high as last Sunday. On Sunday, so HQ, for people that don't know, it's an online trivia game. It's an app that you download. And they ask you 12 questions. They start really, really stupid easy, and then they go to like pretty, you know, difficult questions. And each day, there's a pot of money that you can split between all the winners, and it was 2,000, now it's 2,500, and on Sundays it's usually more. Sundays it's usually 10,000, but they've upped the Sunday pot now to 15,000.
Yep.
This last Sunday, and Sundays also there's more questions, so instead of being 12 questions, it's 15 questions. This last Sunday, I got to question 14. And I lost at question 15 because of the fucking barefoot Contessa.
Sorry. Fuck you, barefoot Contessa. Send money.
Because I didn't know that she was a fucking astronaut. NASA fucking engineer.
She's not a NASA engineer. She was a budget analyst for the nuclear... And like nuclear something or other in the government, like it's close to NASA, but it's. But she was the budget analyst because her husband was in the military for years. Like she's very reminiscent of like Julia Child, like her husband was stationed overseas, and that's how she got her fascination with French food and with cooking and stuff like that. And when they came back to the States, she needed to find a job, and because she's really smart, she started working with the government, and she started moving up really fast, and eventually they realized that she's really, really good with numbers. She ended up getting the job as the business analyst. I watch a lot of Food Network.
I can't watch Food Network because then I just want to go and make grocery shopping and make everything, and then I'll spend like $1,000 in groceries.
See, I used to fall asleep when I lived on my own to Alton Brown. Mm-hmm. Like, he was, like, the best voice to just, like, lull me to sleep. So I would watch it when I first started.
Well,
I would watch
all that stuff. The question for question 14 last Sunday was, what was the debut cookbook for the former whatever fucking bullshit job she used to do before? And
I don't think that's a bullshit
job. It was what three titles, and I there was like a science-y title, and I had no idea that she had done that before. One of them was Barefoot in Paris, which was is the actual answer, which was the correct answer. I don't remember what the middle one was, and then the last option
you didn't
was like
screenshot it.
No, I didn't screenshot it because I was like in a rage, and the last one was like a science-y looking one. So I figured, I'm like, okay. This sounds but I don't want to throw him under the bus. I'm not trying to blame him, but kind of. David was like, no, pick that one, because I wanted to pick Barefoot in Paris. As I'm like, I know that chefs are always like French cuisine is like the considered like the best culinary experience, yeah, or whatever. So I figured, I'm like, I want, my gut was like, oh, go with the Paris one. And had I gone with the Paris one, I would have won.
This game really makes you hate yourself.
I would have won $130.
That would have paid for a lot of wine.
Yeah.
So now
I'm like, a lot of wine, like, and our other accessories.
Now I'm like, I have to, like, adamant that I have to go and win fucking HQ. And this weekend for the Super Bowl, they've upped the pot to $20,000. So I need to win HQ. So that's one of the reasons I'm raging this week.
That's one of the reasons.
Another reason I'm raging this week is because Neri is making me mad. Not his own fault.
No, he's doing it on purpose. He knows what he's doing.
I mean, he knows what he's doing, but he just happened to stumble into an environment that he knew would make me upset.
He's at a private event.
He got booked for a
private event. Don't want to say where, because I don't want, if just, God forbid, we happen to have like the one random listener that might be there.
Right.
Yeah.
He's at a private event somewhere in the world. And he's sending us pictures of the event decorations.
Or lack thereof.
And then since, as you know, since...
Decorations is in very loose air quotes.
And it's just the fact that, like, and I think it's not even what it is that bothers us.
It's what it isn't.
It, what it isn't. And it's, the fact that
it could
that
be so much more.
No, and so, the fact that they are able to book a comedian.
It's not only that they booked...
So you spent the money.
I to bring entertainment. That they book, look, I think
that's
I've
where
never,
they spent all their money.
I've never booked Neri for a party. I don't have a lot of clients that look for that kind of entertainment, but I know what he charges because I've asked him, because I...
It's
in,
good to know
in the event that somebody asks me, you know, I need to know. Plus, you know, I add a little to the top because, you know, I get a finder's fee. It's called commission.
It's a thing.
Do you, boo boo?
Anyway.
Anybody questioning you money? No money.
So I know when Neri charges, and I don't know, in this particular town, I've never planned anything in where he is at, but it's a fairly large popular city, so I can assume the prices are more or less comparable.
Yeah, it's a big city.
It's a big city. He's told me that there's an open bar, there is prime rib,
there's live entertainment,
there's a DJ and a band, and bands on average cost between $700 and $1,000 per musician.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it just depends, you know.
So yeah, they spend a lot of money on the entertainment and the booze, but they lacked severely
in the decorations.
In the decorations. And it's, and it hurts Steph's soul.
It's that it's
kinda
making
hurts
me
all of our souls.
It's making me
bit.
Itchy.
Yeah, like it's bad.
You should give Neri some of your business cards so he can drop them.
I told him, I'm like, I'll send you a digital business card.
So yeah, no, they, it was just wrong, everything that happened in like the decorations, and I'm like, I don't know what's the point of half of what's going on there. So yeah, no,
right,
so,
it's like not cohesive. It's like they found a bunch of stuff and just threw it all together.
But then hold on, the kicker is that he texts me and he's like, hey, I just met the planner. And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, yeah, they hired a planner.
Somebody put, like, this together.
There was a quote unquote professional that put this together. What?
Yep. My noche buena looked better.
Yeah.
Real dude.
Your mom's birthday party looked better. And that was like super thrown together.
That
last
was like
minute.
15 people max that were at my house. I just wanted to do a pretty table.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a pretty table.
I have no words, guys. And for me to have no words is a feat.
Yeah, because she never stops talking.
And
yeah, so Steph's mad.
So I'm mad. Like, I can't keep looking at the pictures that Neri's sending me, because like I'm gonna break out into hives. My eye is literally twitching.
Have more wine.
How
make your eyes
upset
stop twitching.
I'm getting.
Well,
You can't pay for it. Well, apparently, see,
money can't buy you class.
But no, but it can buy somebody that can tell you what is classy.
But that's why. Hire me, people.
But even if it's not classy, like, you can hire somebody to do a good job, even if it's not what the person putting it together likes.
Well, exactly. Like, I've had to put things together that I don't necessarily like, but I still know how to make it look good because, you know, and this particular town where Neri is at, like, you can spend a lot of money and not have it look classy. Like, it can go real gaudy real quick, and which is fine because it still would have at least looked put together.
No, right.
This no, does but not look put together. But then
it doesn't. It looks like they found a random box of stuff in somebody's closet, and they're like, oh, this will work for the party. Oh, look, this leftover thing from Billy's fifth birthday. We can, you know, add this, and oh, this works too.
Just straighten out the freaking tablecloth.
One of the... You know,
straighten
what,
that, the tablecloth.
That vase, I know where that vase came from, the one that's bothering Christy. That's a centerpiece they stole from somebody else's wedding. Yeah.
It so bothers me because it just there's no like the flowers are too small.
There's like no rhyme or reason to anything.
No, not at all. But it's okay because you know.
But it's okay because Neri did his job. That's all I really care about. So
mm-hmm. Neri got paid.
Hey girl, hey. Now come home. Thanks. Bye.
I would have done a much better job. Neri texted me. He was like, so I walked into, he texted our group and he was like, so I walked into this room and I thought two things. Number one, Steph would hate this. Number two, she could have done so much better. And I was like, thanks, BFF.
So I'm going to send this to her and piss her off.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll piss her all the way off. So yeah, so there's that. So what else, guys? What else is new in the world?
I don't know.
What's happening?
It was very loud.
I'm sorry. I feel like there was stuff, but I'm so like blacked out by rage right now that I can't.
God damn it, Neri.
Fucking Neri.
So what else? What else?
Oh, do we want to talk about Kim clones?
Oh my God, sure. That is the weirdest shit.
But
it's because of who it is. That's what makes it weird.
It's not weird. It's just like a full circle moment. The fuck is going on in your phone?
What happened to my phone? Oh, okay. My phone decided to talk. But it's just the problem.
Kim clones with a K?
No, I think it's with a C. I don't think they made it with a K.
Oh, that's a fail. That is a wasted marketing opportunity. Yeah, I know.
Come on. Because, you guys know better. You've been in the game for 10 years.
Yeah, to give backstory. So Kanye came out with his Yeezy season 6.
And he didn't show it Fashion Week, which is why he's doing this.
Yeah, so he decided, screw it. I'm not doing that. I'm going to market it an entirely different way. So for the last, like, week and a half, 2 weeks, Kim has been wearing Yeezy Season 6 when she goes around town. Just, like, to 7-Eleven and to, like, the store.
McDonald's.
And random stuff. And it's been posted all over her social media and all over everybody's social media because it's Kim freaking Kardashian now. And basically that is how he is showing Yeezy Season 6. And there's been a shit ton of people praising that this is like not guerrilla marketing, but it's just completely... Like,
it kind of is guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, but it's like completely... out of the box, and it's working because he's probably getting it's getting to the people that want to purchase out. Like instead of, you know, the runway shows that it's the buyers and all that stuff, it's actually the people that want to buy the clothing themselves, like the general public are right. The ones that it's reaching.
Kim clone is with a C.
That's just a fail.
It really is a fail. Like, such a wasted opportunity.
I expected better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so recently, there's now been Kim clones, which it's...
It's a bunch of, like, social media influencers that they've basically dressed up to look like Kim and walk the streets of L.A. in Yeezy Season 6. But...
The best.
The best one was that they got Paris Hilton to do it.
And I wonder how much they paid her.
I don't know. Homegirl makes, like...
I know.
$250,000 to DJ a club in Ibiza, so, you know.
Right, so I'm sure she got paid out the ass.
Right.
To walk around looking like Kim.
And, I mean, people that have been following Kim since the beginning.
The evolution, like, oh, Kim.
The evolution of Kim. When you first saw her on The Simple Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Organizing Paris's closet, because that's what she used to do. She used to be a closet organizer.
I love that that's a job title. I'm a closet organizer.
Professional organizer.
In Beverly Hills?
In Beverly Hills.
This is true.
And she.
I had to explain to somebody what a maternity concierge was today. So.
Oh, God, I wish I could have had one. Not that I really needed it, but it still would have been
great. A maternity concierge.
No. Same reason why I don't want to be an event planner. I don't want to deal with people's crap. Like, no, I really don't.
Well.
Like, I don't have the patience for it. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway. So, when you first see Kim and having come from such humble beginnings. And then they had, like, the big fight where they, like, called each other all fucking kinds of names in the press or whatever. They made up. And then now she's gone from working for Paris to hiring Paris to work for her.
And not only work for her,
but to dress up like
her. To be her clone. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, I couldn't believe that was her. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I looked through Paris's Instagram to see if, like, this was some sort of weird evolution of Paris. But no, because you have shots right before this that she was doing some rap video or something. And she's in her full blonde hair. Yeah, like, she's in her full, like, blonde locks and all that stuff. Like, so no, this is strategic. Like, they dyed her hair that, like, ashy blonde that now, that ashy gray blonde that Kim has.
I thought it was a wig.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's probably a wig.
That's a lot of processing to do for an ad. Quote, it's unquote, a wig. Ad. Yeah. It's probably a wig.
You think Kim's hair is actually blonde? That shit's a wig, too.
They showed, because, like, for her blonde stuff, like, her actual blonde, mm-hmm. when she had bangs, that, like, only, like, the front of her hair is what they dye. The rest was all just a wig that they put on.
Like Phoebe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but so yeah, I was like, I can't believe this shit. How is this a thing? Like, how is it possible? I don't know. That just shows the fucking power of that fucking family.
I'm here for it. I don't care. I am here for it. Okay, I do want to get into one second. Let me pull it up. We had a listener write to us.
A listener?
I don't know. I'm mad and I'm getting drunk, so just deal with it. We had a listener write to us. She kind of wrote us like a little.
Talking is over.
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, I hope that came out on the mic.
I don't know, but it was good.
I heard it clearly, so hopefully it came out on the mic, because that was really good. So we did have a listener write to us. She's been a long-time listener. Can we say her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You messaged Chrissy Teigen?
I did.
I just saw that. I was like,
writing to us? What?
Oh, no. I messaged Chrissy Teigen. I am going to try whatever I can, buddy.
Chrissy Teigen!
Love me! I want to be your friend.
Send money.
No, I just want to be your friend, honestly, at this point.
Hey, if Kim Zolciak has to just offer her daughter's blowjob services.
Oh, my God. What?
Do you not know about this?
No.
Let's talk about that. And then I think we should get into the listener stuff after the break. Because it doesn't really match.
Do you know who
right
Kim
now.
Zolciak is?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
late tardy to the party?
Yeah, tardy to the party. Do you know who Kim Zolciak is? Okay. So
blonde, big boobs. Her son got bit by her dog. Yes.
A lot of problems because she was smoking while pregnant.
She was smoking while pregnant.
There was a picture of her on the walking on the beach, pregnant with a cigarette in her hand.
Oh, I know. She was a huge smoker.
She was listening. She was holding it for somebody, Christine.
She was holding
her
it for friend.
Her friend was a huge smoker. That was like part of her whole shtick on her first couple of seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That was sexy.
Sorry. I don't care today.
She's just that angry. She's that angry.
Mary, look what you did.
I don't fucking care.
She is that angry.
A couple of months back, when John Legend had a concert in Atlanta, and apparently Cash, who's the one that got bit by the dog, is a big John Legend fan. So she tweets at Chrissy Teigen, and she was like, tried to get tickets to the concert. It was sold out. Cash is such a big fan. Who does Brielle have to blow to get tickets?
Why?
Oh, I remember this.
She couldn't have said, why? Who do I have to at least?
No, she pimps out her daughter.
Dios mío.
They there was a back and forth, and she was like, oh, you don't have to blow anybody, like, whatever, you can come, like, and they like backstage, and they were blah, blah, blah. But this is like a story on Real Housewives of, it's like a storyline on Real Housewives of Atlanta this season, because Kim is back on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She is?
Yes, Kim is back on Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's a friend of, she's not full time, she's not holding a peach, but listen, I never get to talk about Housewives. Let me have my moment.
But it's okay.
None of people watch it.
That's totally that going to be the title of this episode, though. She's not holding a peach.
She's not holding
a peach. But I understand that statement. Like, it makes...
Yeah, me too.
It's totally like, oh, okay.
That, because they all hold something.
Yeah.
And you hold, like, whatever your city represents. Like, in New York, they hold apples. In Orange County, they hold oranges. In Beverly Hills, they hold diamonds.
Did they hold oranges here too?
No, they had champagne glasses. No, they had mojitos. I'm lying.
Oh, they should have had bananas.
They had mojitos for here.
It's more tropical climate. Bananas grow here. Or mangoes. Mangoes would work too.
No, they did mojitos.
I know, but mangoes would work too.
But anyway.
So she's on the show.
She's not holding a peach.
She's not holding a peach. She's on the show. It's a storyline. She's a
friend of, but Kenya Moore, like the ultimate shitster, like brought it up. Because Kim and Kenya don't get along.
Shocker.
And Kenya brought it up at Nene's party.
I love Nene.
Here's my thing with Nene.
I love Nene.
Here's my thing with Nene. The thing is that you're not a Housewives watcher, so you don't have...
No, but I like her on like things that I've seen her on, where she's like, when she did, she was on...
She was on Glee for a little bit.
She was on Fashion Police, yeah, too. I liked her and that stuff. I like interviews that I've seen with her. I like her personality.
Nene...
But I don't watch the show.
So Nene was... is one of these people that I really, really loved. And the longer she's on Housewives, and she was gone. She left for like two seasons. And the longer she's on Housewives, the less I like her, because she's one of these people that... if you're going to be a shitster on a reality show, that's fine. But like, own the fact
own
that
it,
you're
yeah.
a shitster. Like, Bethany Frankel does this. Lisa Rinna does this. Like, own the fact that you're a shitster. And if you're going to cause drama, like, stir the pot, like, be, like, don't like run away from it and then say that everybody else has the problem and you don't. Nene does that. Nene legit, like, once a season will gather everybody together and be like, y'all have to, we have to like get our problems out. And the second they start talking about problems that they have with her, she gets pissed off and walks away.
I mean,
and then
would you want to stick around?
Why would you want to hear problems about you?
But then don't get people together and be like, oh, everybody needs to solve their problem.
Stephanie's really offended.
Whatever.
Stephanie's been triggered.
I've been triggered today, guys. And then, now you got me on a Housewives train. I will sit here and talk about Housewives.
Call Jeffrey.
For hours.
He doesn't really watch it as like... like, if it's on, he might watch it. But
that's how I used to watch it.
Like, I religiously watch Housewives.
Well, I don't have cable anymore. And, like, finding all these shows. I know, but, like, finding all these shows, like, I have to download a separate app. God, like, I don't wanna. So
anyway, plus Nene, like, you can tell that she's back on Housewives just because she needs the paycheck. Like, she got to a point where she was riding a little high, and then she got to that point that some Housewives get to where they're like, I'm too good for the show.
Yeah.
And which is like, which to her credit, like, Bethany's never done this. Like, Bethany is too good for Housewives, and she's still fucking there. She left. The only reason that she left because her husband was an asshole and didn't want her on the show. But she came back as soon as that shit ended. So you have to like not bite the hand that feeds you, and Nene kind of does. So that annoys me. So I like her in the sense of when she does like her funny shit, but when it comes to like drama and stuff, she kind of like...
I like her because like I want to be her friend, but
yeah, she seems fun to hang out with.
Yeah, that's why I like her, because some of those other... like the few Housewives episodes that I've seen, like I've seen episodes with Kim Zolciak, and I'm like,
nobody
I couldn't be friends with her. I couldn't be friends with, I don't know. Like the ones that I've seen the most of is the Atlanta ones. I don't know why.
Atlanta's by far, like, as far as like drama and like the craziness of the drama, it's probably Atlanta and New Jersey of like how...
anybody shocked?
No, of just like the ridiculousness of it.
See, like, I watched religiously Orange County when it first, like, when they first started. And then I saw Atlanta, and I saw some of Jersey.
And I mean, then after Atlanta, that... like, in Atlanta, they've gotten into, like, physical fights, like, on boats. Like, Jersey, like...
They flip tables.
Iconic.
iconic Housewives moment is Therese flipping that fucking table.
Yep.
Telling Danielle that she's a prostitution whore and she was engaged 19 times.
Well, that's like the freaking mafia one. Like, you knew that shit was up there.
Well, that was in her book. In the, that book that was like the tell-all about all of Danielle was like that she had mafia connections, apparently. You were engaged 19 times.
Please hold the table.
Like, that's how I felt. I actually sent the gift to Neri when he said that there was a planner. I sent the gift of Teresa flipping the table.
I saw that.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
But yeah, like back to Nene, I feel like she's a little more quote unquote real that I could like. That's why I said quote unquote.
Okay. Sure, Jen.
And I want to be friends with her.
She was on Glee.
Glee.
Don't talk about Glee. Glee the makes show, me sad these days.
The show I can't talk watch
about,
anymore.
I can't talk about Glee anymore.
She was on this show, and I was trying to remember the name of the show.
The New Normal.
Is it called? Was that the name of it?
The New Normal.
The two,
Yeah. With Andrew Rannells. Yes.
Yeah, the one from Mormon.
Yes.
Book of Mormon. Yes. Okay, that's what it was. I was trying to remember the name of that show the other day, and I refused to like look it
Susie
up.
Susie Kurtz was on that show.
I love her.
I know. Susie Kurtz is
awesome.
I want
to be her friend, too.
I finished Grace and Frankie.
Yay!
Oh, you did?
Talk about Grace and Frankie?
Season 4 of Grace and Frankie.
Okay, wait. I'm going to check the air because I'm melting. So if I'm melting, you guys must be really hot.
I didn't want to say it.
Say it.
No,
your
because
cheeks are pink.
I always say it and then I get hot flash jokes.
I mean,
are we paused?
The shoe fits.
Oh, okay. Oh. But what were we talking about? Explain this Kim Zolciak.
So yeah, so but anyway, Kenya brought it up because Kenya's a shitster and it was like a thing. So
it was a thing.
So yeah,
no, I don't know. I don't understand her.
There's a blind item rumor going around that Kim and Brielle are shopping Brielle's sex tape.
Dios santissimo. Like that woman, I don't get it. Well, I get it. You know what? That's basically what she's got.
I mean, what the hell else are those people gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, so. Do we want to talk about Grace and Frankie?
We can talk about Grace and Frankie.
It's up to you guys.
I have issues.
We've all seen it, so.
I have issues about it.
What's your issues? All right,
guys. So, spoiler alert.
If you don't watch Grace and Frankie.
If you haven't watched Grace and Frankie, we're going to spoil it. So, I'm only saying it the one time because it's happening.
Yeah.
So, Grace and Frankie, season 4 just came out. What was it? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
On the 19th, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was my mom's birthday. We were supposed to watch the first episode together.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. So, yeah. So, the fourth season of Grace and Frankie. So, who wants to start?
See, so, overall, we can say all, like, the good stuff about it. But my big issue is this season was I was mad, like, half the season.
All right.
Everybody on the show, actually, and her kids. Because I felt that this season was such an attack on older women.
Well, okay, continue. And like, then I'll give you my thought on
it. I felt it was such an attack because...
Did you feel personally attacked?
I did. I feel personally victimized by this. Because it bothers me.
They're the same age.
I know.
Because the thing is that like, okay, so here comes like Lily Tomlin. Frankie is flighty as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
that's been established
like,
that's her day one. She raised her kids her whole life.
Before we even go into Frankie, can we just like address Lisa Kudrow for a second? Because she's like, she's only there for like a couple of episodes.
Yeah, she's the first two episodes, I think.
She, to me, like was legit.
Mic to mouth, please.
If Phoebe and Paulette from Legally Blonde had a baby,
yeah,
that's who this character would have been.
Her makeup was driving me crazy, though.
Mm.
And I'm a little disappointed that they didn't use her as much, but because I love Lisa, just because I love Lisa.
Yeah, like, but I did feel like it was like flighty Phoebe, and I could totally see Paulette from because of the coloring and like all the the pinks and the leopard,
and she was the manicurist,
and she was manicure, so all that like it was just like underused character because
yeah,
she
was underused character.
Great in the first episode, and then that's it. We never see her again.
Once she gets her house back, she's like, "Peace out, Grace. Like, we don't need to be friends anymore."
Right?
Because Frankie went to Santa Fe,
and I was interested to see like I wanted to see that kind of story play out of like the back and forth of that Grace has a new Grace like quote unquote replaced Frankie with
another flaky as fuck
right.
person. What was her name?
I don't remember what her name was.
Sherry?
Sherry.
Was it?
Cherie.
Something like that.
I know it is Cherie because bringing it back to Housewives, it's spelled the same way as Sheree from Real Housewives of Atlanta,
but it's pronounced but Cherie.
It's pronounced Cherie because, you know, Sheree is Sheree. She by Sheree. Who gonna check me, boo?
No, don't ever do that again.
But that's what that was her. She got into a fight. Here's the story. She got into a fight with her event planner because she was having something, and the guy was like, I don't remember what the fight was about, but this, again, iconic Housewife line came out, and she was fighting, and she was with the guy. She was wearing like a white t-shirt, and she goes, "Oh, go check me, boo. You go check me." It was amazing. And now she sells t-shirts to say, "Who go check me, boo."
This is the sound of Stephanie, of Christina judging the shit out of Stephanie
and wondering why I'm poor.
Because you don't go on TV and say, "Who gonna check me, boo?" That's why.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, me and Fiesta with that girl. I can't.
Okay,
I
so
can't.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Back to Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, but like, so what really like what bothered me is that like, so Grace, Frankie is flighty as fuck. Like the first episode, Grace even has a conversation with Frankie where she says, "Oh, when's your flight coming in?" She goes, "Oh, my flight's at noon." She goes, "Okay, so you're gonna miss that one." She goes, "Yep." So she's like, "You'll probably miss the next one." And then by the time you get, okay, so you'll probably miss. So I'll meet you at the airport 3 flights after your scheduled flight. Right. And she's like, "Oh, you know, it's good to be known."
Yeah,
like because she's like, "Oh, I'm flighty as fuck." So then as the course of the season goes on, all of a sudden her flightiness is a problem.
Well,
but granted,
in the defense of the people who have the problem with it, she was being super flighty with a newborn baby.
Granted, but then to tell her, "Oh, you can't even watch him in our house with us there." Like, it has to be with us there.
And I watched it twice because I was waiting for Stephanie to watch it, so I watched it again. And I cried twice when the baby was born.
See, I know you don't like Allison. I fucking hate Allison.
No, I didn't cry because of Allison. I cried because of Frankie. Because of her whole thing and how she wasn't
there.
Because
her kids are adopted.
You don't have feelings, but you have feelings. she was telling...
I mean, I get it. Her kids are adopted.
Her kids were adopted. She wasn't there when her
For people that don't watch Grace and Frankie, Frankie's two kids are adopted. One of them is white and one of them is black. And she...
Nabuda K.
They have like...
Coyote.
She named him... Like, she gave him like a traditional African name because he was black.
They just call him Bud.
Yeah.
Could you imagine like going into a lawyer's office and be like, "Hi, my name's Bud."
Oh yeah, but he is a lawyer.
He's a divorce lawyer. But, like, you go meet with your divorce lawyer and he's like, "My name's Bud." "Okay, Bud, what's your real name?" "Nabuda K." "What up, Bud?" Like, how
done.
Are you
done?
I thought of you while I was watching it, though, because I know you have like a thing for Ethan Embry. And when they were like having sex in the tiny house, and he was like,
"Coyote." When he took his shirt off, I was like, "Hello, Coyote."
I'm telling you, people, Ethan Embry is there.
No, I'm not here for that.
He can get it.
No, because he's weird. I don't know. He's weird looking. He's really red.
Like, he can't hardly wait. That was his thing.
He's not the hot one and can't hardly wait.
No, because the hot one isn't the point. It's the one that's like going to write you letters and love you.
That was him?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Oh, I like him more now.
He can get it.
Maybe for you. I'll pass him right on to you. How about that?
How about that?
Who go check me, boo?
I'm chiming in.
We should probably just connect the fourth mic.
Yeah, hang on. Wait, because that one's not plugged in anything. Hang on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And check me.
You need to watch yourself before you get checked.
Hold on, check me, bro.
That should be part of your new intro.
I'm gonna check. Yes, you know what?
Google check me, boo.
When you clap back at a business meeting.
All right, guys. So welcome, Missy.
Oh, I'm butting in, you guys.
She needed to butt in.
Are you crazy? Google me and do my resume.
You need to get your face out of my face.
You need to watch yourself before you get checked.
Who gonna check me, boo?
It really is a great line.
Oh, I love the house. Who go check me, boo?
Stephanie put a lot more neck into it when she told us that story than the actual person who said it did.
And every and now looking at who it is, I now know exactly who you're talking about.
Sheree.
Because I forget like the names to the faces.
Well, that's okay.
All right, so back to Grace and Frankie.
So what was the problem with Coyote? Because I only got up to defend him. I didn't hear the first part.
No, well, when he took off his shirt in season 4, that all of a sudden it was like,
he went to the gym.
He did.
I was just
saying. That's exactly what I thought. That he took off his shirt and I was like, I did not know all of that was underneath those button downs.
I actually paused that episode, went back to previous season.
Of course you did.
And I was like, I need to compare and contrast. And I was, he went to the gym. He got a gym membership. I guess since he was...
Did you stalk his gym membership?
Since he was waiting for the year.
Yeah, he had to exercise.
Smash the girl. He had to get the energy. Which, you know, that's what the most do.
He had to, like, focus his energy in a different direction.
Exactly. Divert positive energy.
And then it works out.
Because now he looks good for when they can smash.
Now he's smash ready.
Hey, Coyote.
Even though she's weird, I don't know if I like
her. And he wasn't...
I do like her. I like
Ken
Nadia.
And I know he was a cute guy in Ken Hardy Waite.
No, he's not the hot guy.
Who's the hot guy in
Peter Facinelli?
I need to Google
that. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's the hot guy.
I mean, if you're going to get...
Peter Facinelli can still get it.
Not when he's blonde in Twilight.
No. Well,
and he also is a cheater.
I know, but he's still hot. That doesn't hurt him being
hot. We're living in a world where we pretend you have to pretend. I told you with Randy Orton.
That hurts so much.
I know, but you have to pretend. We don't think about those things. We're just going to look at pretty. Okay?
We're just looking at pretty. Peter Facinelli can still get it.
No.
I remember I remember watching that and being like, that's Seth Green. I'm like, who is that little person? I'm like, Oz, why are you doing here?
Why is Oz in the bathroom?
Why are you speaking that way? Oz,
why are you dressed like this? That is not you.
Oz, go back to Sunday.
I think they got like a sponsorship for Dickies.
It is Coyote.
Did you think we were lying?
No, but I don't like...
I wanted to see it with my own eyes.
I see it now.
Yeah, I love Ethan Embry.
Oh, hi, Coyote.
So what was the issue with him? Didn't he realize that he had a body?
He just looked better, but I know that she's got like a crush on him.
He looks better as a ginger.
So I thought of her
he's still a ginger.
Looks blonde.
No, he's like one of those, he's like a strawberry blonde.
Right, but like in this picture, he looks blonde.
Well, who's the 90s?
It's probably true. Frosted Tips.
Frosted Tips are really Coyote. Bad.
I think you should frost is your flakes, guys.
Oh, my God.
Didn't Neri have Frosted Tips?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Oops.
He used to wear sweater vests and have Frosted Tips.
And he will not show us pictures of it.
No, he says, isn't he saying, like, no, because we've talked about this. Sure, and Neri will go back to it in a heartbeat.
He's probably the only person on the planet that could pull it off, BFF.
No. Nobody. If Justin and Lance couldn't pull it off, Neri can't pull it off.
But I think, and if I...
Justin and Lance did pull it off. No, that's why Neri can.
They did not.
I know my truth.
Listen,
Justin
didn't pull off the ramen noodle hair either. So.
It worked for those 6 months that he had it.
Sure, Jen.
The best thing that came out of that was when they decided that they needed to age down Chris Kirkpatrick, so they were gonna like give him like multicolored dreads. Like, what is gonna make you, the oldest one, look better? Not like Backstreet Boys that just embraced Kevin being like
in his 30s,
hot older guy. No.
10 years older than the rest.
Yeah, no, we're going to embrace the smoldering, like, older guy look for Kevin. But no, Chris Kirkpatrick.
He didn't have the smoldering look.
He didn't have the six inches that Kevin had. So.
Chris Kirkpatrick still, like, he's older, but he has, like, a baby face.
We need a third old boy bander so we can play Kill, Marry, Fuck with old boy banders.
The random guy from 98 Degrees. The one that nobody cares about.
Ugly. Kill Drew. That motherfucker.
Yeah, he's gone. It wasn't Drew. No, it was Nick, Drew, and...
Jeff?
El otro. Was it Jeff?
No, Jeff's the one that allegedly got a blowjob from Tamara Barney.
How do you know these things?
I watch TV. I go, like Penny's answer from Big Bang Theory, I go outside and I talk to people.
Why? But I don't talk about that stuff. All right, back to Grace and Frankie.
But yeah, okay, so because my biggest issue with Grace and Frankie this season was that I was really offended
it's
by
the
fact
first guy offended. From 98 Degrees.
Yeah, I was, it was Jeff. Oh, it's not Jeff? The way we spell Mercantini, Jeff.
No, it's
traditional
like the, it's
Jeff.
The way everyone else spells Jeff.
I like
not old Jeff. English Jeff.
Jeff Fafa.
Yes.
Jeff DeChassa.
Okay.
So like my issue with Grace and Frankie this season is like I felt very like it's not personally attacked.
Because he saw her future.
It pissed me off that like both like okay, so here's Sam Waters and Waterston and Martin Sheen, who I'm not sure what the age is
they're the
actually
they're
like
the, for, they're in their 70s
with great with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and them, but like
you mean in real life?
In real life,
I mean we can
that's
find out.
Google
Jane Fonda's 80. I looked this up yesterday.
So she's 80.
She's 80.
Shut the fuck.
She is
up.
80
she
years
amazing.
Fucking old.
That's what Lily Turner Tomlin money gets you.
She looks amazing.
Remember,
that Lily Tomlin called her out on the Today Show, and she was like, "I met you around the time you got your first facelift."
Lily Tomlin is 78, and
remember Jane Fonda.
Lily Fonda looks
look
great
it up.
For 78 remember Jane Fonda was married to the Ted Turner from Turner Broadcasting. Right. Yes. That's a lot of money to put behind your.
Well, I mean, she put the money to good work because they could have easily.
We're talking Barbarella. The woman had good bones. Like, there was good to.
Oh
start
no,
with.
She's got like good.
Yeah,
a good foundation.
Her good, fantastic. And I'm sure she takes care of herself too. Like, you don't make it to 80. No matter how much plastic surgery you have, you don't make it to 80.
Sam Waterston is 77.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're all the same age.
And Martin Sheen is probably up there too.
So my issue is like, you've got these, them two, and they get to live now. Not only do they get to live the like, oh, second, like, love
golden
and
years.
Married, like, whatever. And then they get to live this happy.
I think they're past the golden. I think they're like.
The plant. The silver,
like a foot off the
stairs. I didn't want to say it, but
like, Martin Sheen is also seven. Ramon Antonio Gerardo Estevez is also 77 years old.
Yeah,
that's Martin Sheen.
Do you not know their story?
What do you think Emilio got his last name
Emilio!
From?
Emilio.
Emilio Estevez got his name
from. I mean, I've
from.
Never really cared that
yeah,
much.
They're all Latinos.
They're all
Mexican.
Estevez, yeah,
but they changed Charlie and Martin. Well, Martin went Sheen
first.
Like to be a. Americanized
because he's passing
exactly
yeah and then Charlie followed
because he's white European
yeah and then Hispanic. Emilio was like no,
he's a white European Mexican
by that time Emilio was like
fuck this
guys we're being really racist
yeah Emilio was like fuck it I'm gonna go with
okay
my roots.
I'm sorry didn't mean to digress okay.
Well because he didn't want to be connected to his father. He wanted to make it on his own and Charlie's like fuck that I'm a Sheen.
He's like have you seen my acting skills and no I need that money.
I need that name.
I'm going to be in...
I need the name recognition.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Deliverance with Daddy.
What is Deliverance? So...
Is that the...
No,
Deliverance is the one that Deliverance. Deliverance is the one where they, like, rape the guy. Or
so it's not Deliverance. It's Platoon.
Platoon.
Yeah, I was like, I think Deliverance. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, Deliverance is definitely
Deliverance.
Platoon.
Deliverance is the only movie that Neri and I were having like a full blown fight.
Yes, I remember.
And
this
then
happened.
That rape scene happened, and the two of us were like, "This is way worse than whatever it is we're talking about."
I forgive
about.
You. I forgive you
I don't
too.
Even, we didn't even remember 20 minutes after the scene.
Apocalypse
like, what
Now.
What are we fighting
Apocalypse
about?
Now. I was like,
no
that movie,
idea.
The one that they're both in.
Deliverance saves lives,
saves
marriages,
guys.
But so my biggest so you've got these guys that are basically close. To the same age, they get to now live happy-go-lucky, you mm-hmm. know, even a possible threesome, mm-hmm. and everything's good. But yet,
where have I seen that guy from, though?
Oh, I don't know. I've been looking
Head
for that
hurt.
One.
Son of a bitch.
Phone fell.
It went under the couch.
Yeah. So like, you're happy-go-lucky, but then fucking so. Grace is now, I mean, Frankie's now like flighty ass, like she can't do anything for herself, and Grace is falling apart, and because she was swindled. By a contractor.
She was scammed
big time. And that can happen to anyone. That had nothing
well,
to do
I
with
went,
her age.
Well, again, I, no, it does. Yeah. Because that guy played on her.
No, but he played
passing.
On her
yeah.
fill. But that could have, listen,
which
he could have played
way,
on anybody's
really
emotions.
They ruined my mansion, man. I can't believe it.
Seriously. I'm really fucking sad about Phil.
Which I'm still questioning the Phil thing because
wait, but,
it came out of nowhere. And
I think it was meant. I think it was meant to make a point.
As much as I enjoyed Sandy Cohen, because I fucking love Peter Gallagher.
I love Peter Gallagher.
As much as I enjoyed him this season, and I liked him as like her love interest this season, I really like because they kind of just like casually dropped that Phil
that's
was
why
dead.
It bothered me. It was like,
and I was like, what? That's really how we're gonna do this? Like.
And no discussion. But the thing is, and that's why I will stand by it, that it had nothing to do with her age. He played on an emotional thing. Because look, let's say you have somebody that passed away and they ask you, oh, who did the work here? Oh, so-and-so, he passed away, so-and-so did the... Oh, it doesn't mean... She could have been 40, she could have been 30. The guy played on the fact that, oh yeah, that guy, you know, he helped me start my business. You don't know that this person is telling the truth, but anytime we hire a contractor, you do it based on your gut.
Or a reference.
So right. You don't think that there's somebody out there that's going to say, oh, the dead guy that you just mentioned, I'm going to use that to like scam you. Because you obviously called this person. And I want to think that Grace called this person from a internet or from a like some sort of way better than, you know, Frankie's like, let's look for the contractor that lives in a van.
But yeah. Doesn't wear by shoes. The river. It doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah. So like my thing is that like it became a, oh, it's because they're older. That's why they got swindled. No, it was an emotional situation. Then on top of that, she's apparently falling fucking apart. But, oh, everybody else is perfectly fine. They're doing like God knows what sexual acts in that house. Like they're,
which they're entitled to.
No, that's fine. But they're all like playing that, like, oh, it's she's so messed up because she's a woman and a woman of a certain age. You know, her body's failing her. But yet the guys.
Do you know where you know him from?
Where do I know him from?
Sex and the City.
He was from Sex, was and he City? Sex and the City.
He was in one episode. He was Ship Officer Matt Cook. He was
from the Navy episode.
Yep.
Okay, maybe that's it. But like, that's what bothered me about it. I was like, I get that they're the main focus of the show.
On a lot of different TV shows, so probably
like, I guess that Grace and Frankie are the show, right. So the drama needs to surround them. But I really felt like they were just attacking. Well,
here's my opinion. Here's my opinion on that. The first three seasons of Grace and Frankie, we start out Grace and Frankie with them getting the bombshell dropped on them that their husbands are leaving them for each other, and we've watched them grow. And like the two of them went from hating each other to now being BFFs. They started a business that is booming. Mm-hmm. And they've been building them up. And I feel like what they did with this season is that they had to knock them on their asses. So that next season, when they come back, they have something to grow from. Because they were like, they were getting there. They were getting to the top of their shit. Like, Frankie had Jacob and she was happy. She was having her second, you know, her second love. And now, and Grace has,
Renee Hudson.
Peter Gallagher. Which I love that he calls Frankie Kooky. I think that's like the perfect name for her.
I'm magic.
Nice.
But like that's the thing.
But
like,
I think that's what it is to knock them down a couple pegs so that next season they're going to come back. They're either going to be back in their house or they're going to have a new house, which I'm kind of hoping for a new house. But I love their house. But in another house on the beach, change the set. It's fine. I honestly think that's what it is.
They're going to have to remodel anyway.
Exactly. So they're going to end up in a new house. And it's just going to be watch them grow again. Like, they have to. Because they were just like growing. It has to peak at some point, and they got to start over again. So
I would say, I would add to that for... I forget the husband's names. Jesus, help me.
Saul and Robert.
Right. Saul and Robert, we saw them in this season, spoiler alert, have like marital problems.
Yeah, they also had marital problems.
So they had to get knocked down from their, because the first two seasons, it was about them finally being able to come out and finally being able to, you know, just be with the person that they've always wanted to be with. So, and they had to get knocked down too in their own way. However, I can see I'm going to put the hammer down.
Why do I have a little toy hammer?
It makes me feel like powerful.
She has a teeny tiny hammer.
Yeah. But I can see how for the story it works, the setbacks, but I kind of agree with Christy because it's impossible for. Okay, so I definitely believe that there could be like perfect storms in your life where everything falls apart and then you have to start from scratch. That's totally plausible. I could definitely see where one thing goes wrong in your health and then you find out like five other things are going on. But I don't buy...
Look at it. Just don't look at it.
I don't
Christy,
buy...
He was also in a Hallmark movie, Switched for Christmas.
Oh, now Christy's interested.
Wait, which one is he?
The one on the left, I think.
Is that him? Oh, I just saw him in that. Sorry.
You're going to go home and watch it again?
It's a Candace Cameron. It was the Candace Cameron holiday new movie for this season.
Oh my God. I cannot roll my eyes hard enough.
I don't understand these words.
Remember when you're like, order thin crisp pizza with light cheese? I don't understand that.
Yeah. But okay. But yeah, like, okay, continue.
So I get it, but I She's don't really believe pretty. For me, it wasn't completely believable, at least maybe for Grace's kids, because they're a little bit more cold-hearted, but definitely not
cold-hearted. Grace is cold-hearted, and that's why her kids are more standoffish with her.
Right. But what I'm saying is that I wouldn't believe that just based off one incident that they would banish her from staying with her granddaughter unsupervised.
But that wasn't her. That was Frankie.
Frankie.
No.
Yeah.
He went over to Frankie now. She moved over to Frankie. She said she can see it from Grace's.
Oh, I can see, okay, I can see Grace's following. Kids going, you banged up your knees, you can't live here anymore.
Right.
But I don't believe that Frankie's kids would do that to her. So I get that for the story.
I'll tell you why I think that's plausible.
I do think it's plausible because they care so much. They don't want to see anything. They were the ones that bought them the life alert buttons.
But wasn't it fucked up that they played their
mom? They did play their mom. But sometimes you have to play your mom when she's old.
Listen, if I ever try to do that to Maria, she'd come out of her senility, beat my ass, and then go right the fuck back in. But that doesn't happen with Hispanic families. Shut up.
But the thing is that bothers me. Like, I get you don't want
Hispanic
your mom.
Families live with their kids until they die.
Yeah, I get that you don't want your mom to drive around with the kid because that was a whole traumatic experience.
That I agree with.
But then to say, no, you can't even watch the kid here unless one of us is with you. I'm like,
yeah, she's not going anywhere.
She's not going. And the thing is, she's flighty. She's your mother. She raised you. She's always been flighty.
She listens to Drake, okay? She has street cred. You can let her watch the kid.
But like, that's what buzzed. And like, when Peter Gallagher's character said it, when he went to the home, basically the senior community, he's like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not, like, he told Grace, he's like, this is not,
like, you don't belong
you,
here.
But don't belong here. This is not where, like, you guys, like, their wits are about them.
Yeah. But their bodies.
Here's not in defense of the kids, but here's in a devil's advocate. As somebody that has lived with an aging elderly person, I don't realize that was a redundant statement, but my grandmother lived with us for a couple of years up until she died. And she had dementia and Alzheimer's. And when you have to be responsible for basically an adult baby, it's, you know, and you see them not being able to do and continuously do the thing that they would do. So wait, hold on 1 second. Here's the thing with
that's why I was raising my hand.
Here's the thing with Bud. With Bud, I don't think that, and this is why I have issues with this, and this is whatever. Bud's thing, while yes, it was super scary that like Frankie followed an ice cream truck to the fucking Allison. Mexican border, that shit came from Allison.
Oh, for sure.
That did not come from him.
We don't know that.
No, we do.
Yes, we do.
Because
yes,
when
you do.
Okay, wait, one at a time. When they're at Robert's show and Frankie's like, I'm alive again, like I'm legally alive. Oh, because she died to the government.
She lied to the post office.
No, we're telling the listeners. She told the post office that she was dead because she's
amazing.
She forgot her P.O. box key for the 16th time.
Yeah, she didn't want to buy a new P.O. box key, so she told, like, she came back with a costume pretending to be dead. So the post, she was like, I didn't think they were going to tell anybody. And Grace is like, they tell everybody.
So the whole easy to fake your death,
apparently. So,
yeah.
But you know, you would need to bring a death certificate. I don't think you could just walk into the post office and be like, "This person died."
I wonder how many people are going to try that shit now.
You need proof. For Which, everything,
by the way,
you need proof.
I am resentful towards Grace and Frankie as well for Grace. No, Frankie. Sorry for Frankie giving me false hope that Longmire was actually a decent fucking show.
Longmire. I don't even know what show they're fucking
it's on. It's Netflix. On Netflix. I Googled
it. I believe
it's like
you.
5 seasons.
Yeah, and I watched the first episode and I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Well, you can't base it off the pilot. You need to watch at least two or three.
Granted, I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Like,
I know that.
You watch the worst TV ever.
I know. And I
Speaking
couldn't watch
of bad
it.
TV, I started watching One Day at a Time.
I want to watch it, but I feel like I don't.
It's awful, but I'm obsessed.
I love that show.
I love it.
But I don't think it's
but
bad.
It's not. Okay, it's bad because the acting is cheesy. It feels really safe. It feels like an ABC Family show. It feels like a Disney Channel show, but they curse more because it's on Netflix. and it's Rita Moreno, and the lady that
that's
I think
the only
looks
reason
like
I want to watch it. That's the only reason I want to watch it. I got, I barely made it through the pilot episode, and I couldn't do it.
But anymore. I was feeling like I was super tired last night, so Netflix was like, "You should watch this. It's season two." So I clicked on it, and then I clicked play, thinking it was going to start at season one. And I watched the first two episodes of season two, and I was so fucking confused.
You and your husband are horrible.
I didn't do it on purpose.
That's the one that watches the season finale of Game of Thrones, but just to see what happened. Get the fuck out of here.
But no, I do it
her
on purpose.
Sleeping.
Here's the thing is, I do it
I
on purpose.
I put Sophie to bed. Yeah, mine was an accident. I really didn't mean to do that.
No, see, I do these on things on purpose.
It,
I know
it
what
still
I'm
doesn't
doing.
Make any no. sense, Christy. That doesn't make it okay.
But I'm okay. But I've come to terms with it.
My God.
But see, Vanessa and Neri, you
that
drive
was
me insane.
I was like, I was like half asleep, and I figured it was. So I'm like watching this. And I'm like,
you know,
why are they not
about
like
her?
Introducing?
That's how I feel about you. Like 90% of the time, it's okay. This is what I do in my life to get back at her. Like, this is my passive aggressiveness for the
for
the old age.
Calling her old all the time.
This is my passive aggressive because
anyway,
I know this bothers her.
Christy, you would love One Day.
I
want to
see
you
it.
You would love it. I love it. I'm upset. I think it's a fantastic story. I think the acting is awful, but I think it's a great story, and I really do enjoy it. But anyway, moving on.
So what I was
and Rita Moreno is the best part of the show.
She is. Agreed.
She is. What was I saying? There was a reason why I said that. I don't remember. Go ahead.
Long well. Game. I was gonna go back to the
oh yeah because I watched the first episode and I was like this sucks and I kept watching it anyway.
I was gonna go back to the caretaker thing. Mm-hmm. I am presently a caretaker
right.
for an elderly crazy woman also yes my mom
who aka mama
who I referred to as Maria because she's
I was about
kid.
To say her name but I'm like I don't know if we're that
no you are because well I mean
it's my favorite thing every time Missy starts talking about her mom she goes oh my god Maria and I'm like
Maria. Listen, in the past 3 weeks, Maria fell down the stairs. She fell down the stairs.
When are you putting her in a home, Missy?
A week and a half after she was in the hospital for 4 days for diverticulitis.
Oh, Jesus.
The month of January felt like the year 2018. And like now, I like, you know what I mean? Like it was a whole year in 30.
That's why I put in the group chat yesterday that it felt like January 74.
Fuck my life. Anyway, so. As
but it's my birthday month. It can last as long as it wants.
As okay. a part-time caretaker, because she still can
do things
that she, but apparently not go downstairs. But she can do everything else.
Going downstairs is hard, said the girl who fell down the stairs 3 months ago.
Hey, I fall. People fall, but she can't fall because she's older. She's older, and so. It is an exhausting position to put for a family member, like yeah. you're mentioning, to have to, because they become like your children.
They do.
But
yeah.
I'm going to defend Grace and Frankie because you can't just from 1 second to the next jump from first base.
I agree with you guys. I think that it was a little too
and then,
early for them to go that route. But I think that they were doing it more as like a preventative. Like if they're going to end up here anyway, let's try to get them there like of their own volition before we have to like force them here.
Yeah, and but I think my thing is that like
it's fucked up that they played them.
No,
but I like, think that's more like
yeah, if you have to play them. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. But if you have to play them to convince them to go, then they still have it in them to survive on their own. That's my thing.
Not necessarily
and,
true.
And, but
especially considering everything that Frankie had done, because remember, this season isn't the only season that Frankie's already done like stuff where her like la mente ya is starting to leave her.
Well,
because it happened to her last
season.
She
also
too.
Smokes pot, and for people that do that, I don't know anybody that does. But for people that do that, sometimes.
Hey, Oni.
That's
hi,
how
my
I
name
brought
is Oni.
It up.
Hi, my name is Oni.
Man, that episode's amazing. You guys should listen to it. For people that smoke that are you're there in California, they're allowed to do it. I'm not bitter, and so whatever.
We'll get there, my
maybe
friend.
She
we'll
had
get
a
there.
Spaced. She spaced out. I just think that for okay, what I'm saying is it plausible? Yes. Was it good for their storyline? Yes. But I'm a little salty that Rob, I mean Robert
and Saul,
and yeah. Saul.
Bob is not wrong.
Well, yeah. No, I was in the area.
You were in the neighborhood.
I was in the parking lot.
Bobby.
Adjacent. They got marital problems this season. The one of the, what did he want? A tappy? What was the award he won for?
A tappy.
Yes. A tappy. The other one was went to.
Oh, can we discuss how the fuck does Nick own Dress Barn? I don't know.
He owns everything.
I get it, but it was like, oh yeah, because I heard you won the tappy. How do you know? I own Dress Barn. What?
It could happen.
Well, that's why Frankie proposed Japan.
such a pants.
I was like, he owns Stress Part. That was, I did.
You know what? I think I'm done now because I'm going to go watch the season again. Bye. Special guest star, Misty. Pants.
But I think, like,
No. I'll just.
I'm just like from a more realistic, like not realistic because it's a show and things work for the show or whatever, but from that standpoint of like, well, you know, if you're trying to be a little bit proactive about something, and it's like Grace tells Nick, she tells him, she's like, I might not need to be here yet, but I'm gonna end up here anyway, you right. know. So,
but I think that was also a lot of her insecurities yeah. with him.
And because like, he's younger.
And I get the season may need it to like make it like this big like upheaval because, you know, again, would it be happy-go-lucky the whole time? But what pisses me off is that they are made, and I guess it is like, just like a woman thing that was pissing me off, like that it was like, a, well, why are they, the women like falling apart? But yet all the men are either dead or perfectly healthy.
We can't have a show if they're dead. So,
well, yeah. The guys, I get it, but like, you know, like the all the they keep going to funerals for the dudes.
Yeah,
like it's all like the husbands.
Well, women statistically yeah. outlive men.
So all the women are like going to the funerals and stuff like that, and like they're all, you know, they've got like the ones with dementia or the ones with like signs of this and that, and then. But I'm like, I was so pissed off because like I honestly like Grace's annoyed the fuck out of me because I felt that she was attacked by her daughters for being like conned and then for like having bad knees. Like, okay, she's hurt, whatever. But then I was really.
Yeah, I don't feel like Frankie's. I understand more just because this wasn't the first.
She had a stroke.
She had a stroke last year. And my grandfather suffered from a stroke, and like that can seriously fuck with your lucidity afterwards, especially at that age. So Frankie's, I understand a little bit more.
I do, but I do feel in a weird way that Frankie's was kind of like shittier in a weird way by her kids.
Yeah,
because you do expect it a little bit more from Grace's kids because they're very like straightforward. Like,
yeah, they're
they don't pull the punches.
That's how Grace's.
But yeah, that's why. So they don't pull the punches as much. But like Frankie's, in a way, I'm like, fuck you, Coyote. Your mama has supported your like drug abuse ass.
Yeah,
like, through everything that you've been through, and you were like, yeah, mom, you need to go, dude. Support me just a little bit more, and Nabutake.
Well, and Coyote was also the first one to be like, when a couple seasons ago when she needed to renew her license, he was like, bud, she's having problems remembering stuff that she knew last night. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the first one to like throw her under the bus.
Like, dude,
I mean, I understand his concern, but he was the first one to be like,
so you need to be
here.
A little bit more team mom here, Coyote.
Well, yeah. Look, I'll leave it with this. Like, we're all getting to, if not already at an age where like we're gonna be having elderly parents.
Yeah.
God, if they hear this, they're gonna kill us.
Huh?
If they hear this, they're gonna kill us.
They're never gonna listen to this.
I know.
They don't know what this
is. My uncle's listening to us.
Hi, Theo.
Yeah, he's actually started from the beginning. And he told us that Christ. One, we're crazy.
We are.
But we are funny.
Okay.
He's my friend started listening to us. She texted me the other day that she was on a road trip to Orlando. She's like, and I randomly picked two episodes, and you guys are really good. I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, then my uncle told me, he's like, I was listening to your podcast. He's like, you and your friends are crazy, but you're funny.
Yeah, like, my mom doesn't even know how to fucking work.
My mom has it on her phone. I have put it because
no, my mom has it on her phone too. Just so we can get the
my
hit.
Mom doesn't even know the app. Like, no, she doesn't even know how to access.
I specifically
this.
Did it because I know. She was
my mom kind of prides herself on like being tech dumb, so she thinks it's funny. So
No, your dad's the like social media dude.
Yeah,
I had a whole conversation with your mom today about the Tooth Fairy.
Oh Christ! Of course,
your dad messes with me all the time because like he loves to tag you in shit.
Oh, my dad. Yeah, my dad will tag you in shit on social media that he thinks you'll appreciate.
But I like love when he does that though.
But the thing is, but the problem is that like
so
he'll do
fucking
it.
Embarrassing.
But he'll do it like, oh look, I'm doing this or I am here. Blah blah blah. Blah tag Stephanie. And I'm like, Stephanie's not there. Why is he?
No, because he thinks that you'll appreciate it.
But that's the thing. But I'm like, and now I know. But in the beginning, I was like, But she's not.
I figured it out really quickly because all of his posts were like tagging you, tagging your mom, tagging your brother, tagging Jessica. And I'm like,
He's just tagging them just to tag them because he can. Like, yeah. That's really about it. That's
just like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know how, like, I know he knows
when I was pregnant
how hashtags work, but I don't think he knows what their function is.
No.
So
when I was pregnant with Oliver, your dad would tag me in food all the time. He would tag me in food stuff. And I was like, thanks,
that's
nice. Dad.
That's appreciative.
Definitely did appreciate it.
So, but anyway, I'll leave you with that. Like, we're all getting to an age where, like, our parents are getting to that age where they're gonna start
needing our help
and forgetting things that they knew or that they've known for 20 years and all that kind of stuff. So we're very quickly going to be put into these positions that these kids were put into, and you know,
yeah, because the kids aren't that much older than us.
They're not. They're probably in their late 30s, early 40s. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I honestly think I was just like
younger than Christy, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Right, younger than Christy.
And what happened to Barry?
He's there.
But like, what happened to Barry? Because I feel that
he went
Barry,
to Boston and matured.
That Barry was like
Rihanna happened to Barry.
Was, yeah, he was more attractive.
Rihanna's still my favorite character.
She is the Rihanna. Best yeah. thing in the world. Character. Like, I love her, but like, I feel that he was like more attractive, or at least more nerdy attractive in the last season. And this season, he just looks really disheveled.
I don't like him at all.
No, not at all. I feel like he looks more put together in this season.
More disheveled. I don't like season. Him at all. I don't like him for her. I don't think he's like.
I do like
I think
him for
he's
her.
The perfect.
He because like, he grounds her. Like he.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. He but like I'm saying like yeah sure whatever. But like in the sense of like I feel like she should be with somebody more
mean. No, they wouldn't work.
No, but not mean. But somebody more like.
Put together.
He's like, strong
like her prostitute. Yeah. No, not her prostitute.
He is very like
I said
strong
more like her prostitute.
He's stronger willed than we think he is.
He is. He definitely is. Because he doesn't let Brianna pull her crap on him. Like he does put her in her place. Like when she
with the dog.
She's like watching him on a nanny cam because he's not feeding the dog out of the palm of his hand.
Did he eat? Of course he did. He's a dog.
And she's like, but how did you do that? He's a dog. I love that the dog's name is Spit.
I love that so much. I feel I do need more of sister's name.
Mallory.
I need more of that storyline. I need to know.
I don't because I feel like it's so cliche. Like,
but I'm okay. I want their take on it. Like, I want to see what they're going to do with it because I feel like
we get a lot of Bud and Coyote and Mallory. We don't. I mean, Brianna, we don't get a lot of Mallory.
She's boring.
Yeah. Well, but it's because they're making her boring. I think that
they're
she
making
needs
to
her
go boring because they're making her storyline cliche. Like we've seen that story of the stay-at-home mom with the successful husband that cheats on. We've seen that 1,000 times.
He didn't cheat on her.
He did.
No, he did.
Yes,
no, that's why she's so mad.
No, he didn't. They separated, and now he's dating, and that's why she's mad because he's moving on, and she's not. He did not cheat on her. I watched the season twice, people.
You did watch the season twice.
All right.
I do like the fact that she hit his car.
I love that. She threw eggs at it and then she accidentally crashed into
hit
it.
The car. But then there was
Where was the follow-up? I was waiting for the follow-up of that. Like, he would have been pissed. She just smashed his new
Porsche.
It's
like, I feel like they're, like, cutting out, like...
But maybe they did shoot it and then they had to cut something and they cut that. But I was waiting for...
Yeah, for a
the
little bit
ending
more.
Of that. Who knows? All right, so
that's our Grace and Frankie.
Chrissy doesn't like that the old people were attacked. I just think they're being attacked for a reason.
I'm sure that there is a reason. I just like that. I was just annoyed by the fact that I was like, I thought there was a lot like of just like attack.
I like that their vibrator killed an old lady.
She died happy.
She did die happy.
I like that someone thought they were thermoses.
Yeah, but let me tell you.
Since season one or two, whenever they started the vibrators.
Season two. Yeah.
I have still questioned the size and girth for older women. Because that sucker, I get that it's fucking huge. Like, I get the little, like, the not that they got the pocket size, but, like, when you see it, like,
but if you have, if you have the carpal tunnel, it's meant to go inside.
It's meant to be outside. It's not a dildo, it's a vibrator.
Yeah, but I feel that that's why the old lady died.
Because she tried to put it in.
Because no. It says like they found her with her vibrator inside of her.
No. They found it next to her and it was still vibrating.
Yeah.
It was near
her. Coochie. No. It was near her.
I don't know.
Well, that's where you put it. You just put it on the outside, not the inside. Do you know how this works?
Yeah. But
I don't think so.
Do you need a demonstration?
No, obviously I can buy one on Groupon apparently for cheap.
I bought one on Amazon.
No, but that was fucking disturbing. I'm like really scrolling through the Groupon goods today. I'm like, la la la, what's here? Oh, look, girl, American Girl dolls discounted. Oh, look, 15 rabbits for sale, like for like $19.99.
Right, discounted from like $9.
And then like I kept going, I'm like, just a lot of sex toys on Groupon goods. Yep. FYI, if anybody's interested, they're on sale.
I bought mine on Amazon.
That's fine, but it was just like very like out of nowhere. It's like dolls and dildos.
It sounds like a fun party.
Yeah. It also sounds like a good episode title.
Dolls and dildos.
Except Vanessa won't put dildos in the title. She doesn't like to be offensive in the title.
No, I don't like cursing in the title. I'll put dildos in the title. I don't give a fuck.
Dolls and dildos?
Dolls and dildos. I really like the alliteration. All right, I think this is a good place to pause. So let's pause real quick, and then we'll come back with our listener questions. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, mamas. Thanks so much for checking out this week's episode. Unfortunately, we went a little bit long this week, so we are splitting it again. So we're going to have two episodes coming your way. So be on the lookout for next week's episode. It'll be the continuation of this one. And big special thanks to Missy for joining us for a little while to talk about Grace and Frankie and whatever else we talked about, because it's been a couple days since we recorded and I don't remember. You can find us on Acast and on iTunes, as well as the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts. What's Up Bro, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good, Shiver, Drawing a Blank, at all the other podcasts on our network, The Talking Geek, Comedy Fitness, and a few more. So they're all there. Check it out. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr, or email. You can email us, Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, @gmail.com. It's the same across the board on all of our social media platforms, and we'll see you next week. So thanks so much for checking us out, guys, and cheers.